Hey everyone, welcome back to the Time for Truth, a radio ministry of New Testament Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning in, and we pray you are blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Today's message is brought to you by Brother Larry Lafferty.
All right, if you have your Bibles with you, we'd ask that you turn to the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, and we're going to begin reading in the very first verse. 2 Chronicles, chapter 15. In the very first verse, the Bible says, "And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye are with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." Now for a long season Israel had been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel, and sought him, he was found of them. And in those times there was no peace in him, and in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in, but great vexations were upon all the inhabitants of the countries. And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them all with adversity. Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words, and the prophecy of Oded, the prophet, he took courage, and put away the abominable idols out of all of the land of Judah and Benjamin, and out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and he renewed the altar of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. I'd like to preach, the Lord being my helper, what happens to a church when we seek him. Dear Lord, we thank you for your goodness and watch care. Lord, we thank you for another day that you've allowed us to live and breathe, and we hope that we've not wasted it, but rather have spoken to someone on your behalf. Lord, we pray for the many illnesses that we know about tonight, Lord, that you would look in on each case. Lord, that you would strengthen our bodies that we might be able to preach and teach what you've given us to do. Lord, bless this word according to mercy and grace, and we'd be faithful to give you the praise and the glory and the honor for it all, for it is in by your name that we pray. Amen. Now, maybe a little less familiar verses of Scripture than many times is preached, but this is a system of seeking the Lord. Now, let me say this, if you seek the Lord, that's both the saved and the lost as well. If there's a group that seeks the Lord less than the lost, it's the saved. And by that I mean, are you genuinely interested tonight in being in the perfect will of God? Because to be in the perfect will of God, you've got to know what it is. And to know what it is, you've got to seek His face. When we talk about coldness creeping into the church, more often than not, it's because we've not sought Him. Now, let me say this before we begin. It's a timely process. You can't do that in 15 minutes. You can't do that in your ride home from work. Now, that might be a contributing time, but it takes time to know the will of God. To seek His face is not a snap decision. We must find His will. Now, I want you to notice back in the very first of our text verse, it says, "And the Spirit of God." Now, you will note there in your King James Bible, that's a capital S Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit of God. As eternal as God the Son, as eternal as God Jehovah, the Spirit is very, very active in seeking God's face. In fact, if you find the perfect will of God, who's going to reveal it to you? The Holy Spirit, right? We certainly can't see Jehovah. We'd be consumed in a moment. And we can't see the person of Christ because He stands as an intercessor even now as we speak. So if you know the will of God, it will come from the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. Now, I want you to see that I do not believe that God has stopped coming upon men and giving them messages to preach and teach. I think we have a generation that ignores it. I think we're raising a second generation that ignores it even more. But as far as the Spirit giving men the mind to preach the gospel, He's still doing that. And you say, well, how do you know that, Brother Larry? I'll tell you how I know it, because He gave us the commission to go until He came back. And what we were to do in going is to preach the precious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I know that there are men to preach. Verse 2, and he went out to meet Asa. Now, this was the present king. He was the ruling authority. What he said went. And he had to go meet him with a very hard message from God. You know, the most difficult thing, and I'm talking to you ladies and men, I guess here tonight there's no other preaching men. You know, the very most difficult thing you will ever do is approach someone and tell them where they are wrong. Say, this is the problem. And more so than that, to say, you're the problem. You're the problem. And so I want you to see that Oded had to do this to Asa, the ruling authority at that time, and it was a difficult thing. You know what? Sometimes God is going to give you difficult things to do. It is going to be hard. So we find then, it's hard to be in the perfect will of God, is it not? Because you have this flesh to deal with. And so we see that, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. Now, I want you to notice two things. That the message, because Asa was the leader, immediately his countries were tied to that. In other words, because he was the ruling authority in Israel, or Judah particularly, the two tribes, that he was responsible to them, and the message for Asa was the message for the nation. Now, can you imagine having that amount of responsibility? So I want you to see that Asa said, you're all responsible. The Lord is with you while ye are with him. Now you get that very carefully. If you underline in your Bible, you underline it, because this means that God can leave you. Now that doesn't mean you're lost again. People have different opinions on Saul, the predecessor to David. But my own opinion that Saul was saved. And the reason I believe that he was saved is because he preached. And I believe if he had been a preaching lost person, God would took him out. Now on the flip side, a lot of people don't think he was, because he committed suicide. And again, you can think what you want and study it out, and you may be able to enlighten me. But I just said that to say this. I know the Spirit left him, right? That's well documented. And for the Spirit to leave him, he had to have it at some point, right? And so we see then, for the Lord's people, this is where we still are. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. Now, that's the treasure of this evening. That's the blessing that I find in it. If I do seek him, and I'm not talking about going through a routine, I mean sincerely seeking the face of God, if I do that, he will be found of me. You know what? I would never do nothing until I knew the full will of God about it. And especially something as serious as a ministry, as something as serious as switching jobs. We have to be very cautious about that, because it's going to put you in an environment with other people. And so we see that if we want that help, if we seek the Lord, we will know it. Now the problem is today, and we'll see that it was often in the nation of Israel, we don't want to waste the time. It is work to seek the face of God. It is diligent work to seek the face of God. You know, all my ministry and all my life as a Christian, everybody would say, well, seek the face of God. But the problem is nobody ever told me how to do it. You seek, you be sure you know you've seeked the face of God before you do that. That's wonderful. It's wonderful advice, but nobody ever said, Larry, this is how you seek the face of God. Nobody give me the equipment to do that. And hopefully tonight I will be able to help you a little bit with this so that we'll know how to seek. Now, drop down for time's sake to verse 4. But when they, meaning Judah, but when they were in trouble. Now, I want you to see the first element in seeking the face of God is often given us because we're lazy people. We are people that are not often prompted by just spiritual desires. But Israel was in trouble. And when they got in trouble, they began to seek the face of God. So, you know, when something comes up in your life and I don't know what's there, if it's relationship problems or if it's money problems or what it is, this trouble may be very deliberately given by the hand of God. It may be placed in your life specifically for purpose. But when they were in trouble, did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought Him, and He was found of Him. So sought, just meaning just another term for seek. So the first element in seeking is you've got to have a reason. And troubles, calamity is very frequently what comes. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but if you'll follow out history, national revival always began with judgment. Look at the nation of Israel. Look at the nation of the United States. You know what brought our country to our knees? The Great Depression. You look at the 1920s, some of the most hellish years in our nation's history. And you know what? He brought us to our knees. December the 7th, 1941, He brought us to our knees again. See, that is always, we need trouble in that sense. Verse 5, and in those times, meaning the times that they lived, there was no peace. Now, what does everyone want? Peace. When your kids are screaming, all six of them at the same time, what do you want? Peace. When there's four bills due and you only have enough money for one, what do you want? What do you want? Peace. Now, we live in a day and age today where I really don't think God's people knows true peace. They don't know comfort. Because what do we do? And we'll see this in a minute. I'll point it out to you. We get our mind off of it. You know, I think probably lately I've been watching more TV than collectively the first 15 years before that. But you know what the TV is really about? False peace. Because if you have to, if you're under spiritual conviction about whatever, and you can go in and unplug, the devil's won a great victory. Yeah. The devil's won a great victory because you know what? As bad as we hate it, spiritual, financial, and family problems need to be dealt with. Yeah. They don't need to be put on the back burner. They don't need to be put aside. And so we see in this time they were in trouble and they had no peace. Now the grand nation of Judah, the problem was they didn't have 84 channels to remove their mind from the problem. They had to deal with the problem. So sometimes to make us understand and to make us know that we need to seek the Lord, He takes He places us in trouble and takes our peace. Now notice, and in those times there was no peace to him that went out, nor to him that came in. In other words, they were trying to leave the problems. They were trying to go down here, and they found the problem here. And they tried to go back, and they found the problem over there. And then they found the problem here. There was no peace among the people.
Amen.
You know what? I find that among God's people a whole lot today. Just no peace. And I think sometimes it's just simply because we don't seek the face of God. Notice the end of that verse. But great vexations were upon all inhabitants of the countries. Now, vexations, vexing, that stopping, that calamity that comes on them is given by God. Now, I want you to see, so far, all these events, all these things were exterior, causing them to seek the face of God. Now, I want you to see, they hitherto had done nothing. And you know what most of God's people do today? Nothing. And then when they get into trouble, they go about to solve their own problems, right? If I don't have enough money, I'll work more. I'm not going to cry out to God. If I want something bigger,